Folks, if you talk to somebody and ask them what is the reason that so many third world countries are poor and their people are in desperation trying to run out of the country. 99%, particularly Pakistanis I know, they will say, oh, Pakistan has too much corruption. Without knowing the fact that there is not much in Pakistan to corrupt. The whole nation is so slow, so lazy, and so much time is wasted that nobody has much time in his life to work hard, innovate something, and the society is not ready to accept any innovation. I mean, even in cultural aspects, if you talk to a sociologist, he will say that the culture has changed almost every decade in civilized society, in industrial society, and in developed society. Because in developed countries, people have human rights, women have rights, even animals have rights, which is out of question in third world countries. Muslim countries like Pakistan, they have no idea how this world has progressed to this limit that science has solved almost every issue, every disease, and every natural calamity is handled very well. I mean, we talk of earthquake and flooding, which in Quran, Islamic Allah says that we bring these horrible things to non-believers. Means the kafirs or infidels will get all the floods, earthquakes, and fire, and you name it. Now, this bullshit can be seen very clearly if you can just see the fact that in earthquake, Muslims die more than 100 times than non-Muslims. In flooding, Muslims die more than 100 times than in civilized world. Fire, even the fire, the percentage of security or getting the fire out is almost 100 times than what we have in Pakistan. A big building catch fire and hundreds of people, they die. And earthquake comes, then everybody is in trouble. Even like an earthquake of at the scale of 8 or a little bit more than 8 kills more than 70,000 people in Pakistan. And if you talk to a mullah, he will say, oh, what can you do when our women, they wear jeans? Allah has to send these earthquakes. This is their answer. And because the country is in the hand of the worst IQ people, the journals, the mullahs, and the corrupts. And the corrupts, particularly the businessmen or the traders, they have not much high IQ. They are rich because of either by their family heritage or by doing some bungling with the powerfuls. So the thing is that because the society is controlled, handled, and run by stupids, then definitely there cannot be any job creation. When there is no job creation, there cannot be any scientific progress, any education of value, and the people are not ready to work and only waiting for hereafter to die and get free huris if they are good Arab slaves. That is what we see, that in Pakistan everybody is trying to be good Arab slave. Their life aim is to do Hajj and Umrah as much as possible so they can keep Arab Allah happy. Little they know that Arab Allah, first of all, there is no Allah. But even if he is, he is only working for Arabs. Every time, he only kicks Pakistani Muslims behind because they are so senseless and so stupid. So in a society when the country is so lazy and so inept and wastes almost 30% of its life in the stupid rituals and this Hajj and Umrah and all that nonsense, we see that the productivity is hardly 30% as compared to the civilized and developed world. And on top of that, the job creation is not allowed under Arab Allah or Islamic ideology. Islam only prepares human beings to fight and die for Arab cause. They call it Jihad fi sabilillah. Actually, it is not for God, it is for Arabs. And Arabs started this drama in 7th century, and they were able to establish an empire because of the barbarism they exhibited wherever they go. But so their time lasted for hundreds of years until the Europe awakened, and then they kicked their behind from all sides. Then Arabs said, oh, we have to now start begging the other Muslims. So they started begging Indian Muslims and the other Muslims on the world, and they lived their life that way for hundreds of years until the oil was discovered by Americans. And then they started making money, and now they are the god of Muslim world. I mean, they are misusing Pakistan to an extent that the country is in absolute disarray. It has no respect in the world. It cannot meet its expenses. It cannot do anything except licking the behind of Arab kings and caliphs and amirs. So basically, if you see, this is happening in every third world countries, but most of the third world countries, they are realizing, or they have realized, that this world has to be dealt with the laws of the world, not the laws of their God. Because the laws of the God in any holy book is just to safeguard the power of the powerful and the power of the clergies. That is why Europe remained in dark ages until they sidelined Pope, and we saw Magna Carta, which changed the basic thinking of the people that they are not subjects, they are not slaves, they are part and parcel of the country, and they have equal rights. Most of the third world countries who have realized the power of their people, they are doing reasonably good. Except like Iran or Pakistan or Sudan, wherever this shit of Islam is supreme, that the people have no right, women have no right, and everybody is exploited. And most of the money is controlled by these powerfuls. Like in Iran, it is estimated that 60% of the wealth is in the hands of mullahs, mainly the Khomeini gang. And then we see the same in Pakistan, that 80% of the wealth is in the hand of the military journals and the mullah groups like Sufis and Shias and all that, who have no right to actually have that money. It is all through corruption of the state laws and misusing their power. I mean, there was a time when we had in National Assembly 99% of the people were either big landlords or big traders. There was not even any representation of a common man. It has changed a little bit since the PTI has come and some other parties have opened up their ranks to the middle class and maybe a couple of lower middle class. Otherwise, it was all an absolute dictatorial and theocratic ideology running the country, along with this GHQ gang who has been doing corruption since last 70 years and almost has influence over 80% of the country's wealth. For the last 70 years, the Pakistan military, which is majority Punjabi, had been minting money. Majority police, again a Punjabi, had been minting and taking bribes in millions and billions. And 80% of the Pakistan's wealth today is in Punjab. Okay, even in Punjab, it's only with the 20% of Punjabis. The 80% are still living in poverty and in destitute. And because the country is run by Allah, supposedly, nobody has any responsibility. And everybody says, oh, Allah will do. He tells everybody, don't worry, how many kids you make, Allah will provide. And if the poor man's son or daughter dies, he say, oh, Allah gave you, Allah took it back. And be happy and always and never don't or cry and ask for your forgiveness, but never complain to Allah, because even if Allah does not give you here, He will give you after when you die, hereafter. And over there, for all the prayers not answered by Allah in this world, will be rewarded with such a big reward that you will say, oh, I hope none of my prayers were accepted. This is how the poor women, kids are fooled by these corrupt people. I mean, you can have the money, you can have the property, you can have all the wealth, but if you don't give the right to common person, if you don't give the right to women and the kids and animals, the country never progresses. The same money rotates in the same hands, and the GDP never goes up to an extent where the average person can get rich, or at least know that if he work hard, he can be rich like others. But by special design, these mullahs and this corrupt gang, they think that poor are necessary. So we have to keep the people poor and illiterate. Illiterate so they can stay in the control of mullahs and the GSU gang, and poor so that we can give them zakat. I mean, that 2.5% tax which supposedly Allah has levied on Muslims is what they worry about, for not letting people progress. Because if everybody has the chance to progress, there will be nobody who needs zakat. And they say, how come? Who will we give zakat if poor are not here? So this is the stupidity of any country who is controlled by religion, that poor are kept poor by design, by law, and by all the corruption the rich do. That is why the Pakistan do not have any chance. I mean, rest of the Muslim countries, if they do better, I'm sure they can improve their lives. But not in Pakistan. Pakistan has lost every chance to excel. Pakistan has lost every chance to prosper. Pakistan has lost every chance to improve the life of its people. Just because this low IQ interpass GSQ gang, they want to keep people as they are. They are scared if a politician becomes stronger and they topple him immediately or in the few months, like they did to in early days to Nawaz Sharif, to Benazir 2-3 times, overthrow Bhutto and hang him. And that was the biggest tragedy of Pakistan, that a guy who wanted to make Pakistan rich and strong was hanged by a low IQ third class bastard. And people did not realize what opportunities and what chances the nation has lost. I've said many times that if Bhutto was alive, Karachi will be Dubai before Dubai. Pakistan will be stronger than any Muslim country on the planet. Because although he was a wadera or landlord, he had some respect for the poor. And he wanted to make some changes. I mean, he may not be qualified to run the country forever, but at least he had established the basic ground for it. Construction boom. People allowed to go overseas to make money. And job creation were coming if he was allowed another term. But thanks to the stupid Mahajirs of Karachi and the corrupt Punjabis and Punjabi journals, they could not accept the fact that a civilian can be a better ruler than a military general. They let Zia topple him, and then we saw that everything went downhill and to a gutter which Pakistan is in today. Even Imran Khan, when he was working as Prime Minister, he was doing much better. I mean, the GDP was going up like 5.5% for almost 2 years. And even after COVID, I mean, he handled COVID so nicely that everybody was giving the example of Pakistan, the way to fight COVID. But these bastard generals have different plan. They cannot see a civilian excel because they consider that leader is a real threat to them. So they toppled him and then brought the civilians they can trust, means Punjabis, and then the country went downhill and to a place where it can never come out of. It has lost every respect, every opportunity, every job creation, and there was a recent report that most of the Pakistanis are investing in Dubai. And it's very unfortunate that nobody believes in the country anymore. And rightfully so, because this is not a country. This is a jungle. It's a jungle where bastards are ruling and roaming around, and they don't let anybody have any human rights. I mean, this is really has become a country where which will have has set up an example in the world history, that there was such a stupid country where the people were smart, where the people who give them liberty were smart, give them the basics to be a secular country and progress, and they failed. And they even hated that secular ideology and said, no, we have to be a good Arab slave, Ghulamane Muhammad, Ghulamane Hussein, Ghulamane Ali, and all that nonsense. And none of the Arabs, even including the prophets, were smarter than even a ninth grader in Pakistan. I mean, look what they have written. I mean, read Quran. You will see there is no stupid book than this on the planet. If you teach this book in mother tongue, the kids will laugh. They will say, what the nonsense? This is social media time. This is modern time. Here there is no earthquake, killing only non-fiddles, infidels or kafirs. It's more Muslims are dying from their stupidity. And there is no Allah who gives any food to anybody. We don't even get a grain. We have to work hard to get 2 times bread. So that kind of smartness and the stupidity of Arab culture and their ideologies and their religion could easily be seen in Pakistan. And if they had the freedom to speak, if the freedom of expression, everybody will cuss their forefathers who wasted their life in Arab ideology and the shit of Islam. Even today, you see the new generation of Pakistan, they know all this bullshitting. They know all these mullahs, what they are doing. They know that every mullah is a pedophile, like Arab prophets were, like the prophet Lut. I mean, that is in Bible where he says that he got 2 young boys from another town, and other pedophiles in his town, they came and demanded that you give those 2 boys to us. He said, no, you can take my 3 daughters. I mean, look at his mind, that he was giving away his 3 daughters just so he can keep 2 sons. And then what happened? Those daughters, they made him drunk and they got pregnant from him. This is what the Bible says. This is how it happened. The expert of Bible say, oh, this was the rape of rage. Those daughters were very angry on their father, which is supposedly, according to Quran, is a prophet. And he was the beloved one. And then there is a story which says, oh, the God, he brought punishment to the people of the town, and the town was upside down, and all that nonsense. I mean, most of the Bible experts have openly accepted that this was not human, and the daughter of Lut, who was the nephew of Abraham, should not have done that. But again, being a homosexual is a natural sting. Maybe he was by nature like that, like we have today. But the Muslim world is not ready to accept the facts in their holy books. And they manipulate it in a way that, oh, no, the homosexuality, God, Allah doesn't like it, and we have to throw the homosexual from the top of the highest building in the city. And that's what Iranians do even today. Little boys, 15, 16 years, they throw them from the top of the 6th floor and let them die. This is how horrific this ideology is. But mullahs like it because they take the examples from Prophet Muhammad. They say, who was having sex day and night, and who had free sex wherever he went, and 23 marriages, 11 wives at a time. So they love him, they put him on a big pedestal, and then they do the same thing. They do pedophilia, they do marriage with minors, they make more than 1 wife, break the law of the country and don't care, and then beat their wives because Quran allows it, and all that nonsense. I mean, this religion has created only pedophiles, wife beaters, and killers. I mean, just a case of one mullah who was caught recently having sex with a 12-year-old boy, and then later another big mullah came and says, oh, please forgive him in the name of Allah. He is a very good preacher, and God will bless you and all that. And then they forced his father to take the FIR back. Only on the social media cries and anger that he was taken in custody again. The point is that if you let the country and society run by these pedophiles and run by the Arab ideology of barbarism, Arab ideology where no non-Arab has any respect, and accept that you are an Arab dog, then you will remain a dog. You can never progress. You can never be a good human being. Think about it. God bless.